Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
The room that we're going to go live right now. It's time to move in forward. Okay. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a powerful show planned for you this evening, and we're going to get right to it without delay. We've got a number of featured guests that we're expecting to come into the air. Please, we're asking that you make certain that you press 1 on your dial so that you'll be able to come into the queue because there are times when people have pressed 1 and they're waiting, and we don't want that to happen to you. We'd love for you to go ahead and press 1 on your dial so that you can tune in to tonight's broadcast. We're not going to delay things tonight. We certainly hope that everyone is safe and healthy out there. We're going to be bringing you some information on resources this evening. My co-host, let's go ahead and bring her in, Ms. Camilla Cross, all the way from South Florida, and we're traveling. So, matter of fact, we're not able to get back to the show in South Florida right now. So we're on the road in North Florida, and there are some restrictions that are out there. So we're just trying to be safe, and we're not exactly sure when we will return back to our home base. Ms. Cross, welcome to the show this evening, and I trust that you're safe.
Yes, thank you so much. Hello, everyone. I hope everyone out there is being safe and taking precaution. I'm glad that we're all able to tune in today, and, you know, I definitely want to provide what information I have that I can't give.
Yes, and right now what we're going to do, because we've got this show, it's like, when we get on the Thursday night show or the Friday night show, it's as if we only have 15 minutes. So we're going to try to get as much information in as we possibly can today. We're going to get to our story. And I have one caller who wants to give introduce her testimony, and she will come back tomorrow night to give that full testimony. So we've got a lot to cover tonight. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can also listen to the show in its entirety 20 minutes after the broadcast. Just simply go to drjwalker.com. And as always, you can tune in to any of our archive shows in the past by simply also going to drjwalker.com and press the play button and find the show of your choice. Ms. Cross, we are going to provide some resources, we promise, for this evening. So you want to go ahead and give your commercial and then go with the resource information that we've researched for our listening audience this evening.
Well, yes, everyone. So I'm Camilla Cross. I'm actually a certified anger management specialist. I'm also a master's level social worker. Right now I am providing the telehealth services for the anger management. I work in a hospital setting, so I actually still do go into the hospitals as well. If you're feeling a little stressed, you're wanting to actually speak to someone, you know, you can visit my website. I still have the intake, free intake process available. It's at www.yourworthispriceless.com. That's my website. If you can actually call me, text me 954-825-8500. I did go ahead and, you know, I know that we're in different parts of the country, but there's actually a disaster helpline that's available at 1-800-985-9 I'm sorry, 1-800-985 5990. I know in Dade and Broward County they are doing testing. In Dade County it's at the Hard Rock Stadium, and Broward County it's at the C.B. Smith Park. Wherever you are, you can actually contact that 800 number, and they can provide you more information on maybe where you can get testing. Food banks are available as well, so these are things that you can definitely look into. In terms of hospitalization, if you are having these symptoms, definitely go ahead and, you know, the prevention is better than the cure, so it's best to go in and at least get checked out to get to see what's going on with you, with your health. And in the meanwhile, just to quarantine yourself so that we're not spreading this illness, you know. Everybody, it's kind of scary times, you know. I know everyone's out there. Last year we talked about taking the precautions of the gloves and wearing the mask and just hand washing. Definitely some preventative things that we can do. So, guys, we're in scary times, but as we know, we're going to just pray. We're going to walk in faith and just take the appropriate precautions.
All right. Thank you for that. Providing those resources for our listening audience. And, of course, if you missed anything with what Ms. Cross has presented, you can certainly listen to this archive and perhaps throughout the show, if you have a question on that, some of the information she's provided, by all means, feel free to ask that question. We've got, as I said, we've got a lot to cover tonight. And before I really get into tonight's topic and story, let me go ahead and bring, we're going to go to 352-560. We're going to bring in Liz. And she's going to take a few seconds and introduce what she wants to talk about in terms of her testimony, which she will present on tomorrow evening. Liz, thank you for joining the show this evening. You're live.
Hi, how's everyone?
Very good, Liz. Liz, we're going to go ahead and allow you the next 20 seconds to introduce the testimony that will give you full pledge to go ahead tomorrow night. And for those who may want to tune in tomorrow night, go ahead and introduce your testimony.
Okay, I just want to let people know that last week I went to Walmart and there was a man there with the mask on, and he was the only one, and came down with the flu symptoms of like the coronavirus, and God healed me. So I want to give my testimony tomorrow about how God healed me of the symptoms of the coronavirus by speaking his word, and we are healed by his stripes.
Okay, excellent. We thank you for that. And those of you all that want to hear her full testimony, certainly I do. Join us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We have a featured guest, Dr. Sharon Cannon, that will be on presenting part two of Women in the Bible, Good, Bad, and Ugly, Then and Now. And you don't want to miss that show. It starts at 7, and we'll probably run that show until 8 o'clock, which we will allow Liz to give her full testimony. All right, tonight's topic, we're going to be featured tonight. You're quite welcome. Should we live our lives in fear of the unknown? And again, you all press 1. We're going to be coming to you momentarily and getting your thoughts. We'll call out your first 6 numbers because we reduce staff also. So we'll call out the first 6 numbers. So listen closely for your first 6 numbers. That way, when we call upon you, you're available to speak. And we're going to ask everybody if you limit your comments, if you would be so kind, to about 20 seconds or less. And that way we'll give a number of callers an opportunity to chime in and give their thoughts and opinions. And then we'll more than likely be able to get back to you all. And so if you can keep it under 20 seconds, we would greatly appreciate that. And again, we just want to give this disclaimer that the Dr. Jesse Walker Show does not endorse anyone's personal opinion or views or recommendations or suggestions. The information that's provided is for information and educational purposes only. Anything outside of that or perceived otherwise, it's strictly left up to the listener. And that even goes for my opinion. It's just an opinion. And I'm not necessarily giving professional or legal or psychology advice. It's just an opinion, and it's up to the listener to perceive that as such. We don't endorse my co-host's opinion or any of our callers or even the listeners or participants. It's just an opinion, and it's up to the recipient to interpret those opinions to their best interest. All right, having said that, Ms. Cross, let me just bring you in real quickly and ask you in a synopsis, giving us a synopsis of, should we live our lives in fear of the unknown? And then we'll get right to tonight's story.
Well, I don't think we should live our lives in fear of the unknown, because we know that that would definitely kind of hinder us from being able to move forward a lot of times. But I think that I think fear is a real emotion. So I think that we do all have fearful moments, you know. I just believe that with that, it's just all about not staying in that moment. But I think it's normal for us to have fear. And I think fear can provoke change, and fear can actually make a lot of things, fear can bring about improvement in our lives as well. So, but I don't think that we're supposed to live in it, you know.
Okay, all right, certainly. So we're going to get right to tonight's story. And it's a rather deep one. And, of course, all of the stories that are presented over the air are inspired. All of the stories that are presented are inspired by true stories. All of them that are aired over the show are inspired by true stories. So we're going to get right to tonight's story. And tonight's topic is, should we live our lives in fear of the unknown? Tonight's characters are, you may have heard these names before, but trust me, they are not associated with the cast that we are so frequent to have heard about, Lucy and Fred and Ethel. But tonight's characters are Ethel and Fred, and this is not intended to portray or give you any negativity about Fred and Ethel from the I Love Lucy show. These are stories that have been inspired, and the names, of course, have been changed to protect the innocent. And just so happened, our characters are Ethel and Fred. After 17 years of marriage, Fred reverted back to his old ways and ran into an ex-girlfriend whom he had not seen in over 12 years. In fact, Fred had an affair with her while married to Ethel. Ethel has always been a faithful wife. During Fred's relationship with this other woman, that's what we're going to refer to as her as the other woman, they had a romance that was unlike any other either one of them had ever experienced. Now, the reason for their breakup was due to the fact that Fred had to relocate to a different state for his job. They ultimately drifted apart and went on with their separate lives. Now, one day while visiting his home state, Fred actually ran into this other woman, and, of course, she was looking as lovely as ever, which Fred could not resist complimenting her in a romantic way. They caught up on small talk and agreed to actually meet for dinner the same evening because Fred was only going to be in town for 3 days. Now, they had a dinner. They had dinner at a favorite restaurant that they used to frequent. As they reminisced about their past romantic life, the evening grew romantic again as Fred invited the woman to his hotel just for a nightcap. Well, without hesitation, she agreed as they immediately left the restaurant. At the time near 10 o'clock, Fred knew his wife would be checking in via phone at any minute now. As such, Fred decided to call. He decided to call Ethel, his wife, and tell her that he was tired and going to turn in early because of a long day in conferences, which is, of course, a lie. In fact, Fred spent the remainder of his trip with the woman immediately after both of their work hours. Now, the other woman divorced about 6 months ago due to her discovering that her husband had cheated on her with one of his ex-lovers, whom he contracted a disease from and may have actually transferred it on to his wife. Now, she has been skeptical to find out, but knows she has not been feeling well over the past several months. And she's frightened to get a blood test. Unfortunately, the romantic gestures and actions between Fred and the other woman were so intense, they were unprotected and enjoyable. Now the time has come for Fred to leave as they shared their final night together. It wasn't until late that afternoon that the other woman, out of guilt, shared with Fred her situation about may having contracted a disease from her ex-husband. Now, of course, this brought about grave concern as Fred's wife shared with him over the phone that she could not wait to see him because he had planned a romantic evening. So with this on Fred's mind, he now has reason to suspect or possibly believe that he could also be a carrier and is now in fear of the unknown, of sharing this information with his wife that he cheated on her with a woman who could be a carrier. Fred is devastated and scared because he really loves his wife with all his heart and did not realize he would run into the other woman. The question, Ms. Cross, I start out with tonight, and I know it's a deep one, and it's hard to believe, but these are inspired by true stories. What should Fred do, if anything? I mean, he's on his way home now, and his wife's expecting him. Poor guy.
Poor guy?
I just wanted to get your attention.
Yeah, no, it's a sad story because, and it's definitely something that I'm not going to say it's a common situation, but during the AIDS epidemic, a lot of women were like contracting AIDS from their husbands, and they couldn't figure out how they were getting it. They weren't sleeping around, but it was the husband. So, you know, this kind of hits a little close to home because I used to work in the emergency room in one of the major hospitals, and this woman came in, and I remember it was a newly diagnosed HIV case, and in talking to her, she actually contracted it from her husband. You know, and it was just so unfortunate because of his choices, now it will affect her for the rest of her life, you know. So what should Fred do? Fred already, you know, and it comes back to, you know, and I know we talk about this, you make your decisions, but you never pick the consequences. Because one night of an amazing time, okay, we're going to say it was an amazing time. Now it's going to interfere with his life, his wife's life. You know, everything that they've known life to be, possibly, because we don't know if he has anything. But, you know, it's just one selfish act, because that's what it was. It was a selfish act. You kind of acted in the moment.
So just quickly here, what, if anything, should Fred do? I mean, he's on his way home to his wife who's expecting him for a romantic evening, and now he's been told this news.
The right thing to do is to talk to his wife and tell her what's going on. Like, it's going to be hard for him to have to face that, but it's better that they deal with it this way than they end up doing something that night and then come to find out they both have this whatever illness she has and he never told her. You know, so sometimes it's hard to deal with the truth. It's hard to deal with the mess that you cause, to swim in the mess that you've caused. But the right thing to do would be to have that discussion with his wife so that she knows not to be intimate with him, you know, until I guess they figure out whatever they need to figure out or allow her to make the decision. It's not fair for him to make the decision for her.
All right, Ms. Cross, we're going to have to stand by, and we've got a number of callers that are coming in. We also ask you to send in your comments. Let's take the first caller. We're going to go to, let's see here, our first one. I mean, I'm just thinking about how heartbroken she must be. Let's go to our first caller, 305-748. 305-748. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live. Who do we have with us?
You got Wayne. How you doing, Dr. Walker?
Fine, Wayne. Thank you for joining us this evening. Wayne, I mean, this is a devastating story here. And, I mean, it concerns me. The guy's on his way home, and his wife's expecting him. He made a mistake, I guess. And now what should he do?
The only thing he could do, like the former caller said, Doc, from what I'm thinking, it wasn't a mistake because he was a married man. What I think he should do is be honest with his wife. The truth hurts, but he got to tell her what he did, and he got to live with her whether she want to stay with him or leave. But he got to let her make that decision, but he got to tell her because if he loves her that much, he don't want to make her sick.
Wow, that is awesome. Wayne, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take as many callers, and we're asking everybody to keep their comments under 20 seconds if possible so we can try to get back to as many callers as we possibly can. Let's go to 423-624. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
This is Dr. Sharon Cannon.
Dr. Sharon Cannon, thank you for joining us. This is a horrible situation. You know, living
and the fear of the unknown. It's almost like the coronavirus. I mean, so many people seem to be panicking because of this pandemic. You know, I mean, should we live our lives in the fear of the unknown? Just like now, Fred doesn't know if he has something, and, you know, the woman he had the affair with wouldn't even go and get a blood test.
Right, and fear does cause us to tell ourselves stories that haven't even happened yet. So the whole time that he's driving home, he's freaking out, thinking of all these different stories that he's going to try to tell her. When, in essence, usually married couples, if a woman gets a urinary tract infection or has a chlamydia or something that women oftentimes get, they will ask the spouse to use protection. So most of the time when a man has been cutting out, he might offer to use protection to help, you know, alleviate the situation. She might ask him, why are we using it? And he would need to tell her, you know, that,
wow,
hey, I've been feeling funny. I don't know what's going on. And that would give him enough time not to infect her and find out if he has it or not without ruining the beautiful evening that he's planned.
Yeah, I think that I agree with the two previous callers, and I think the right thing, you know, and I agree with Wayne, who just said that he's a married man, it wasn't a mistake. You know, and I'm not trying to make excuses, we're all human, and he saw this woman that was looking good, and, you know, they really didn't bring closure, obviously, to their breakup, and now he sees her and she's looking good, and, you know, that eye can just, that beauty just mesmerizes people. It happened to David. Let's go to the phone lines again, Dr. Cannon. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go now all the way to, looks like, Carolina, 980-245. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Hi, this is Ms. Nelson. How are you all?
I'm good, Ms. Nelson. Thank you for joining us. Ms. Nelson, give us your thoughts, please. What do you think is going on out here? I mean, poor Fred, and even worst case, poor Ethel.
And poor Fred, like they said. Good ain't gold.
I'm sorry, Ms. Nelson. We missed all of that, Ms. Nelson. Try again. Go ahead.
I said, poor Fred, just like she said, poor Fred, really? but I just want to say something first before I answer the question. I, too, overcame the symptoms of that coronavirus. Praise God. It's a healing from God, and I just give God praise. But I also had to use wisdom, and I started making up all of my herbal concoctions. And let me tell you something, people. If you get those symptoms, you need to get back into the herbs of the field that God naturally intended. And it took those that stuff away from me. Every bit of congestion... all of it.
Yeah, perhaps you can join us tomorrow night. We'll give you a little time if you want to give your testimony. Would you be open to doing that?
I would. I just want to say that.
Okay,
but,
good.
As
so
far
we'll
as
extend
Fred
the show a little bit tomorrow night for that. Go ahead, Ms. Elsie, your comment.
Well, as far as Fred is concerned, everything that looked good is not gold. But, yes,
okay.
He did make a mistake. But I think as a responsible adult, I think he should sit down and explain everything to his wife as what he has done and just accept the responsibility of whatever happens. If she leaves him, that's fine. He has to accept that responsibility. But to not tell her would be so irresponsible and mess around and cause even more issues, which could give her that same virus as well. So, yeah, I think it's best that he sit down and talk to her.
But he's
if he really loved her.
Right, Michelle, he's still dealing with the unknown. So we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to try to get back to you. We're going to try to take as many calls as we possibly can tonight. Let's go now live to 772-267. You're live on the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have with us?
Yes, June. Hello.
June, thank you for joining us this evening. June, I mean, how serious is it to live with the fear of the unknown? I mean, Ethel is waiting for her husband, who she assumes has been faithful to her. And now this man is about to go crazy because he doesn't know if he has a disease that he could take to his wife. And she's not going to want to deal with, if they're not accustomed to using protection, that would draw suspicion. What do you think, June?
Well, I think, first of all, it's not a mistake because that man had time to think about what he was going to do in the first place, and especially he loved his wife so dearly. He needed to think twice, but he didn't. So I believe that I would talk to my wife and then go get tested and go from there. And if she decides to leave him, then that's a choice that that's something he has to live with.
But June, I really am wondering, I mean, you know, as a human, could he possibly, he saw something so beautiful that he reminisced of having that woman in his life before, and their love was like none, unlike any that they had ever experienced before. So it may have been hard for him to resist her. You know how the Bible talks about Adam and Eve, you know, took the apple and she gave it to the man and Adam and he, you know, took it also. I mean, wouldn't it be kind of hard as humans to resist something that's so beautiful that you perhaps didn't bring closure to, June?
Sometimes it could be, it can be, and it was in his case. But, I mean, we got to learn. I mean, it might be a consequence that we have to deal with. Now, we don't go in thinking, well, I'm going to get something or something's going to happen. We just going in thinking we're going to have a good time and I'm just going to love this woman, whatever.
Right.
But, and don't worry about it no more. But, yeah, there are consequences. So.
All right, Jim, go ahead and finish that thought, and then we're going to go to another caller.
I was just saying there are consequences, and you just got to live with it. But, you know,
all right.
That's just
June,
how
gonna
it
ask,
is.
We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take another caller. Let's go all the way to, looks like, Alabama, 205-908. Welcome to the Dr. Deswalk Show. Who do we have this evening?
This is Jack.
Jack, welcome back, Jack. Jack, you think that Jack could have helped himself? Fear of the unknown?
The fear of the unknown? No,
yeah.
We can't live in fear. But there are definitely consequences for whatever we do. God has not given us the fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind, because fear is torment. I mean, you live in fear, you're just going to torment yourself. You're going to be so stressed out, you can die from worrying about the situation rather than the actual situation happening with you. But in this case here with Fred and Ethel and the other lady,
Fred,
first of all, Fred probably shouldn't have gone on that trip by himself. He probably should have taken his wife with him. Okay,
wow.
And then if he had met the lady there, with his wife, they could have gone out to dinner together and all, then you wouldn't have that consequence. The other thing is that, and I'm not advocating this, because when you know better, you do better, okay? As I keep saying that every week, when you know better, you do better. So what he could have done, I mean, he's still facing the unknown even with that lady. He should have been precautious anyway, even with using some type of protection on his own with her. Now, when it comes to his wife, should he have told his wife? Of course he should have told his wife. And he should expect whatever the consequences are going to be. I think everybody's basically saying the same thing. He should have told her directly what happened. Yes, and I agree with the gentleman who said that it wasn't a mistake, because it wasn't a mistake. He should have known better from the beginning.
Right. So, Jack, let me ask you, if I may, and I'm just wondering, and I know, and you say that when we know better, we should do better, and we had a show on that. And so if we go back to even the Garden of Eden, then I kind of figure like they knew better, but they didn't do better. How do you explain that, Jack?
Because they didn't feel that God meant what he said that he would do. They didn't think it was that serious to eat of a forbidden fruit. We don't know what type of fruit it was, but they didn't think that it was that serious that he would do that. Because, see, Adam didn't sin. Adam wasn't deceived. Eve was deceived. Adam, because of his love for her, he ate of the forbidden fruit because he knew what the consequences was going to be. But I think they didn't believe in the back of their minds that they would be kicked out of the Garden of Eden and they would lose all those privileges that they had. That's what I read and understand from the Bible.
Right. So if that's the case, Jack, that they, you know, so, I mean, here we are. We've come so far from Adam and Eve, but we're kind of like similar to Adam and Eve because we still, like in this case with Fred, he still kind of distance himself from what was right to do. And the human part, can we say that the human part may have taken effect, and he saw this like David in the Bible, saw Bathsheba. And I mean, is there something wrong with men's minds, you think, Jack? What happened when they see the beauty?
Yeah, we have that extra part that controls us more so than anything else at all. You're absolutely right. But you got to get to the point that you got to be an overcomer. That's what I mean when I say that when you know better, you try to do better. So you have to get to that point. If that's a weakness of yours, you continue to pray about it and say, Lord, help me. Just like an alcoholic. They know that's their weakness. So why do you go to a bar and you get liquor? You try to stay away from that. So same way with him being a sex freak or whatever, you have to stay away from that.
All right. We're picking up some sound from somebody's phone. Okay, Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by. Oh, wow. We're going to ask you to stand by. And let's, we may have to mute some callers because we're picking up a lot of noise. Okay, let's go to phone line 786-973. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live on the air. Who do we have? 786-973.
Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you now. Who do we have on the air? You're live.
This is Cheryl Gordon.
Cheryl Gordon, thank you for joining us this evening. Cheryl Gordon, I mean, what do you think? Should we live our lives in fear of the unknown? I mean, you can't even find toilet paper out there now. You know, what's going on?
Well, in Fred and Ethel's case, I'm going to be the advocate of explaining a lot of things that women feel that men do that's realistic. And I feel like he's going to come back from the trip, say he's not feeling well and needs to go to the doctor and put off, you know, the special night that he planned for her.
That she planned for him.
Until he finds out, right, exactly. And what he'll do is try to find out what's wrong and try to rectify it before, because I feel like he's not going to tell the truth. He doesn't want to tell the truth if he doesn't have to tell the truth.
But how long can he really, you say the reality of this, or realistically speaking, how long can he actually prolong not being with his wife? Because it's not like, I mean, you can't have a headache for 3 and 4 and 5 night, you know, as some people may say, I got a headache. Well, how long is this headache going to last? And that's not common, in my opinion, that's not common for men to do.
No, it's not common, but I know there are men that would do it, is what I'm saying. That's why I say I'm playing the devil's advocate. There are a lot of men that think like that.
Uh-huh.
They really think like that. And being married for so long, you would think that they have that kind of relationship that he can come home and tell her exactly what has transpired and that he wants to take care of himself before anything happens. And she's not going to be able to handle that, you know, being the Christian woman that she probably is.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to want to say... She doesn't want to even be with him after she hears the story. So that's why I say he's going to try to think of something to do to give himself more time to rectify the problem.
That's actually a brilliant thought. That's brilliant. Cheryl Gordon, thank you for sharing. I'm going to ask you to stand by, because if Fred didn't know that, he knows that now. that's a stall. Not that we're trying to help Fred out here, but that's something that's
right.
Ms. Cross, let me, Cheryl Gordon, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in. I mean, that's a behavior issue that you and I know that we perhaps have to deal with. You know, somebody's stalling to buy some time. But, you know, you and I both know that, and our callers, I'm sure, are aware, that not all diseases show up in an immediate blood test. Sometimes it takes months.
You know, but you know what the caller said, the previous caller, she was saying, and she said, you know, because in reality a lot of people won't be honest, that might be very well what the scenario would look like. Like, you know what, like, I have a headache, right? Because I know that's the common thing. If a man is cheating, sometimes, or a woman's cheating, they make an excuse not to sleep with their significant other, you know? So
right.
that sounds like they were, you know, trying to buy time. It may not be a scenario that we would think is the best scenario, but it may be a scenario that a lot of people would choose to do, you know? But like you were saying, who knows how long it's going to take to get these results back? How long are you going to spend for time? You know, kind of, it's going to be very uncomfortable to have to, you know, address it head on, because like we said, this is going to change his whole life. But at the same time, like, and I know when the caller was saying, if he really loves his wife, would he, like, take that approach to jeopardize her health, her life, you know? So that's the angle that I'm looking at.
All right, the caller's going to ask you to stand by. Let's bring Wayne back in. Wayne, we got to ask you this question. I mean, when you find that it's not common that men will say that they've got a headache, and how long could he possibly go if this is what he does, like the previous caller said? How long could he get away with that before his wife starts suspecting something, in your opinion?
I say in my opinion, Doc, at least twice, and that's it. At least twice. I mean, if you was going like a jackrabbit and now all of a sudden you saying you got a headache when you normally do it when you do have a headache, then that brings suspicion of right there.
So Wayne, what you're telling me, if I'm hearing you correctly, when maybe if a woman is saying she's got a headache, should that bring suspicion?
From a woman, no, because a woman might just have a headache, or she don't feel like dealing with. But how often do a guy tell his wife, "Not tonight, baby, I have a headache"?
I don't think I've ever heard
that.
That's
very unusual. Me neither.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Up, Doc. She gonna know something suspicious if they say I got a headache.
All right, let's bring Jack. Let's bring Jack in. Jack, how do you feel about that? Is it should a woman have a suspicion when the man says, "Baby, I got a headache," and he's been gone three or four days, and baby, I got a headache?
Well, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt the first time
okay.
he says that, because you never know, right? But like
right.
you said, I never hardly hear that. You never hardly hear that from a man saying that he has a headache. But it's suspect after the second time, I mean, after the first time. After he said that he has a headache, I mean, how long will he have a headache? Like you said earlier as well, he might have a headache for one night, but come the next night or the night after, and he says he has a headache, then it's got to be a red flag. That it has to be a red flag. What he should do basically is just own up, confess, and then let the chips fall where they may. He made a mistake. He made a big-time mistake. He will ask that. But he should be more upset with that friend of his, that he because she should have been more protective herself. She should have said,
right.
"Let me, since I don't know what's going on, maybe I should use some back to caution too."
Right. So, you know, it's interesting, Jack, because a previous caller mentioned that, I mean, he was a married man. I mean, and you said that when we know better, we do better. He knew better. So how is it a mistake now, Jack?
It's not a mistake. I said that also. Man. It's not a mistake.
All right.
He knew what he was doing. I mean, he should have taken his significant other with them if he felt like he was going to be tempted with her. I don't think he knew that he was going to meet the young lady or not.
Right, he didn't.
But he should have taken his significant other with him just in case he's lonely in that hotel night. They could have had a good time that evening themselves together in that hotel room rather than waiting until they got back. They could have gone there together. That's just a thought to add to the situation.
Right, I certainly understand. We're going to ask you to stand by, Jack, once again. Dr. Shannon, let's bring you back in. And here now, okay, let's just say that, he decides, you know, there's a continuation to this story, you all, and we'll present that next week. But let's just say he decides that he's not going to tell her right away. And like the previous caller, Cheryl Gordon, said that, he's going to buy some time. How realistic is it that, in your opinion, that you've ever heard, assuming that you've been married, that you've heard your husband say he's got a headache. I mean, if he told you that in three nights in a row, what would you think, Dr. Shannon?
Okay, well, one of the key things is that what you all aren't looking at is Ethel. Women who are married, they do get trichomonas, different diseases, you know, that happen from time to time from our perfumes, our body washes, and she could have very well given it to him.
And no. Him,
oh, you never know what could have happened, so you have to look at it that way, and a lot of times the woman doesn't realize that she has it for a while when she gives it to her mate. So that's something you need to consider as well.
So now it's her fault. Okay, I mean, that's a consideration. Now it's her fault. Oh, my goodness, how the tide changed.
Well, no, all the women know what I'm talking about, and if you're married, it has happened.
Wow, this is deep. We're going to ask you to stand by. We got some comments that are coming in. We got about 18 minutes before we close the show out tonight. We'll probably have to continue this one next week as well. Let's go to Cheryl Gordon again. Cheryl Gordon, all of a sudden now, you know, how, I mean, this man can, Ethel, Fred can actually put this on Ethel?
He could.
Wow.
Anything for him to
get
out of it. I understand. That's the whole thing. There are so many different scenarios. And men will try to, if there's any way they could say, I got it from you, they will definitely say it. So, I mean.
This is, oh, my goodness, this is scary. This is even, now the fear of the unknown has really become the fear of the unknown. You know, you know, if you all want to speak to this issue, press 1, because we got to make some sense out of this here. Liz, let's bring you back in. Liz, this makes it even more alarming right now.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now,
yes.
Loud and clear. But what are your thoughts? I'm afraid to even ask.
Well, my thoughts are God's thoughts, and God says in Proverbs, the 9th chapter, 17 and 18 verse, he says this. He says, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasure. And verse 18 says, but he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell.
Wow. Wow.
And that's my verse, so I'm sticking to it.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're
gonna
ask
you
to stand by.
That's what God says about it.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by on that one. Let's bring Ms. Claw. We've got, I mean, this is some deep stuff. Now we're hearing from Proverbs, and we believe that Solomon, it's believed that Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs. So tell me what your thoughts are on that, Ms. Craw. June, we're going to bring you in a moment.
That Bible verse has a very strong meaning, because, you know, the flesh is weak. And what happens is, and I know we've talked about it a few times, we do things sometimes that are not right, but it just feels so good in the moment. But the whole thing is that we don't realize that in that moment, the next day, what's going to happen, right? Because now you made a decision that's going to cost, you know, what if he has AIDS, right? Let's look at the worst case scenario. So he's contracted AIDS from HIV from this woman. Like, because of one night, that's it. And then he's going to go home and possibly give it to his wife. And, you know, so just because of one situation, so that Bible verse has such a strong, you know, it's right on point. Because stolen waters, it's weak. In the moment, you're having the time of your life. And then the next day, it's like, oh, my God, what did I do? Because you're itching and you're burning, and now you got lesions. I'm sorry, not to be any way.
Yeah,
but, you know. Now I'm like looking at it from the medical standpoint. I'm like, now your life is over. So a lot of times, you know, nobody's perfect. Nobody on here can say that they haven't made decisions that wasn't later on that you decided wasn't the best decision. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
But you know better, like Jack said, you do better. No, you know better, you do better. We all can learn from each other's mistakes. We can learn from our neighbor's mistakes, our sister's mistakes, our brother's mistakes. So, you know, just to know better and not to kind of let yourself fall into that dark place. I'm going to say dark place.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's very interesting. You know, that has taken my mind now to a totally different twist, because we've got thoughts on now this woman that could be possibly innocent. Now it could be a likelihood that this man come with deception to deliberately put it on his wife to make her think, and she's going to, I mean, who has always, the story tells us that she's always been a faithful wife. And now, I mean, this has now become a mind game. You know, it's such a scary mind game that you begin to wonder, Jack, let's bring you in here. I mean, how could somebody play with somebody's mind like that?
Well, that manipulation is possible. He's trying to take the blame off of himself. But it doesn't matter. You know, since you're going biblical, the Bible says every man should drink from his own cistern. And not only that, I'm thinking about David and Bathsheba. Even when he went through with what he did and all, you know, he prayed to God and everything, and God told him that his child that he was going to have, that first child that she bore, that
was
he was going to lose that child.
Oh, no, not
again
now. Okay. It wasn't Absalom.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. The first child that they were going to die. So sure enough, that child died. It doesn't matter how much David asked for forgiveness and how much he prayed, that still happened. So in this case here, what this brother would be trying to do, according to the young lady who called in, and try to put the blame on her. Now, I'm not saying that's what he actually did, but
right.
If he does do that, he's trying to take the blame off of himself. And that's what
exactly.
A lot of people do. They try to rationalize and make excuses and put it on somebody else. But she has nothing to do with this based on what you said, how the story went, that she always
right.
was a loving wife. So she was there with
right.
him. But think about him taking her him with her, and then he wouldn't have to worry about all of that. He should have taken her with him. A lot of times when you go on those trips like
right.
that, you take your significant other with you.
So, Jack, is it possible that had Adam been with Eve, should he have gone with Eve and not let her be alone, and she may not have been
with
Eve?
Well, when you read in the Bible, in the spirit of prophecy, it lets you know that she got so caught up into her daily chores that she was doing, she wandered off. She wandered off, and that's when she ran upon the serpent and all of that and ate of the forbidden fruit when he tempted her, when he beguiled her. Mm-hmm.
So can you really be with your significant other at all times? And
no, you can't. No, you can't. So, but there's a trust factor there.
Right.
And, you know, there's a loyalty factor there that comes into
right.
play, too. So
right.
he should have trusted, you know, himself. And that he
uh-huh.
doesn't allow that to happen, even though that was a very dear friend of his. He still should have said, no, you know, I'm married now, and, you know, we have to go a different route. Now, I'm saying again now,
right.
like Ms. Claus said, now we all make mistakes, but when we know better,
right.
we do better. I don't know whether he
right.
had made any mistakes before, but once you know better, you do better.
But I'm just thinking, you know, when you say, you know, I'm thinking now if we're together, you know, you have the modern day, if we fast forward, the modern day relationship seems to be, you know, and I'm hoping that marriages can stay together with the fear of the unknown with the coronavirus, because if you got the stay at home orders and then you're looking at each other all day and we're just hoping that people don't explode when people are saying that I need my space away from this woman, or I need my space away from this crazy man, you know. So Jack, what advice?
I've never understood that.
Right.
I mean, as a person, as a man who's been married for a long time, I just never understood the part that when people say they need their space. You can
right.
have your space for a little while, but how long
uh-huh.
do you want your space to be? Do you want it for a day? Do you want it for a couple of days, 3 days, whatever? I just don't understand that. Because if I get away for a couple hours or something, I'm fine. Just a couple
right.
hours. That's all I need, 2 or 3 hours. But that's me. I'm not saying that it's all about me, because it's not. But I don't understand why people need space for a day or 2 or 3 days or whatever. Make me smart. Maybe you can help me with that.
Oh, no. I'm just looking. I don't understand it either. You know, People say that they need their space. So with this, the fear of the unknown now, people are in the house, and somebody, they might have stacks of toilet paper, but that one spouse might say, well, you know what, I got to get out of here. Let me just go find some. I'm going to go to 17 stores to see if I can find some toilet paper. When really they want to get out, they want to probably just take a break from getting on each other's nerves. But, Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by. June, let's bring you in, back in here, and thank you for your patience. June, would you need your space? Let's say if you're married and now you've got orders to kind of, like, stay inside and, you know, and if your significant other, let's just say if they were really boring or couch potato, they just want to watch sports, which there are no sports. They want to watch the archive sports from 30 years ago. What would you, June, how would you want to deal with that?
Well, if he want to watch his sports or whatever, I can go in the room and look at another station or whatever, HGTV, whatever it is. It doesn't matter
right.
to me. But you have people who really enjoy being together. So
right.
I don't think all married couples feel like, oh, I got to get my space. I need my space. I don't think so. I think there are people who really enjoy each other. So make it
right.
interesting. Cook. Do something. You know, whatever. Go to sleep. You know, it's okay. That's like getting away. When you go to sleep, so it's okay with me.
All right, we're gonna ask you all. We're gonna take. We got about 8 minutes before we close the show. Let's take some. They're telling us that we can finish this one up next week, but we want to take some of the comments. And we're gonna start out with. Let's start out with Wayne with the first comment. This comment comes into the studio, and Wayne, the female writes in. She says, "Should we live our lives in fear of the unknown?" She goes on to say that, no, I don't think we should live our lives in fear of the unknown because what you don't know can't hurt you. That's what she says. See, if you worry about it, it could take you out or drive you crazy. That's just how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, how do you feel about that? You know, the fear of the unknown. What you don't know can't hurt you. Is that, you find that to be true? I don't.
Me too, Di. I find it to be true. And the biggest unknown, if you have any type of disease or anything, years ago I had a brain tumor, and I had surgery, and they said they got half of it, and I was okay. But the unknown, every time I caught a headache, the unknown would be, did it come back?
Right.
You know, so if I would have never went, like, oh, that's just a headache, and I would have ignored it, say, I'm not going to pray about it. It's unknown. If I'd have just said, well, just an unknown, I'm just going to pray about it, I probably wouldn't be here today. But that's natural, Doc. If you go through a challenge in your life, especially if it's a disease that you cure from, and the unknown would be, is it going to come back? So that's usual. That's the way some people live their life.
That's the fear of the unknown. Wow, that's interesting the way that you put that. Let's bring Dr. Shannon in for that same one. Wayne, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's bring Dr. Shannon in. I think that that makes a whole lot of sense. Dr. Shannon, what do you think? I mean, the fear of the unknown. Every time he got a headache, he thought, could this have come back?
Yeah, but all times of uncertainty, of not knowing, it can really strengthen our faith. What we need to do is just sit still and quiet our minds and listen to God. He's given us some directions. I mean, look at what's happening. People are now reading their Bibles, and the millennials, they're looking at YouTube ministries. I mean, something we never would have thought they'd get into church that way, but they're doing it through YouTube. So this world is never going to be as it was after we get through with this. I've noticed bill collectors for your utilities, normally you didn't pay your bill, they cut your tail off. And now they're saying, hey, don't worry about your water, don't worry about your lights. You've got businesses, you know, telling you if you come by this new car for 6 months, you won't have to make a payment. I mean, everybody's making provision for the unknown and the uncertainty.
Well, not my light bill company, because they sent me a notice through email and say your bill is due on such and such a date. My goodness. And then my cable company did the same thing. And I'm thinking, well, where are the provisions? So not everybody's doing that. You know, they want to. But Dr. Shannon, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to North Carolina because we got to bring the show to a close shortly. Let's go to 919-272. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, and you're live. Who do we have?
Yes, this is Christy. And I just heard the lady talk about the bills, and I also heard your statement as well. You know, we still, even though we know what's going on in the world, I don't feel that God wants us to live in fear, because if we have faith and trust in God, but we still have to use common sense and do things not to build up our immune system. I'm not saying don't do anything to build up your immune system, but I don't think he wants us to go around living in fear, because then where's our faith? Trust in the Lord with all that heart and lean not into thine own understanding, and that includes man's understanding. So we have to trust God in this given situation, but still use common sense. And as far as, yes, they come out there and send, you know, late, they're supposed to not charge you late fees, but guess what? After all this is over, it is going to be a consequence, because if you can't pay 1 month, how are you going to catch up with 2 and 3 months?
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Christy, I appreciate that, and I love what you said in terms of lean not into our own understanding and trusting God. And, you know, if you all research, you'll look at there was the bubonic plague. Look at the Spanish flu, 1918. I mean, we have a number of things, but, you know, this one here kind of what shocks me is this is a worldwide situation. That's kind of different from any other research that I've looked at. And you all, you know, help me out here, because we're going to continue this one next week. Should we live our lives in the fear of the unknown? Chris, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's take another comment. And let's go to give that one to June and Cheryl Gordon. This comment. This comes from a male. He says, in reference to living our lives in fear of the unknown, the way I see it is, why should we worry about something that we have absolutely no control over? I mean, things happen every day that is beyond our control. So what are we supposed to do? Live in fear? I don't live my life that way. I mean, he seems to be pretty much cut and dry. That seems to be right on point. So let's start with let's go ahead and start with June first. June, your thoughts on that?
I agree with the last caller. I mean, you just put your faith and your trust in God. I mean, because of all the things that has happened, out of all the years that we've been here, he has brought us through. So we have to trust the Lord. Even though we don't know what's coming our way, I'm just going to trust God to take us through. That's all you can do. And if you worry about it, you're going to stress yourself, and it's going to be just crazy when you don't have to stress. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Cheryl Gordon, do you agree with that? Just don't worry about it?
Don't worry about it too much. Just trust the Lord.
There's nothing you can do about it.
That's right.
It's pray or stress. It's one or the other. You got to have faith.
Right. But Christy also said use common sense.
I understand that. But at the same time, now there's a difference if you have a phobia of different fears, like you're settled in one way. You know, some people just don't like any kind of change. That's what they're, you know, afraid of.
Right.
And some people do have phobias. But, I mean, beyond that, people that don't have phobias, there's nothing you can do. It's either pray or stress. It's one or the other.
Right. And, you know, and I think that people are going to start getting their animalistic behaviors are going to start coming out, because we'll probably hear about stories, and God forbid, and I'm praying that this doesn't happen, that people, because somebody sneezed, somebody wants to start a fight because somebody sneezed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was in Walmart the other day, and I tried to go early at a time, and somebody sneezed, like they purposely did that, and then I ran the other way completely before I even got close to that person. I just kind of started trotting away real quickly. But so it looks like people will do things intentionally and think that this is a joke. Let's bring Jack in and ask Jack, what do you think when people seem like, you know, we have evil in the world, and somebody that may have this, just like people who had AIDS, they were trying to get with as many people as they could because they were evil and selfish, as Ms. Paul said earlier.
Well, you're right. I mean, the Bible says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So people will do things intentionally and all.
But one thing we have to understand about all of this, the times that we're living in, this is Bible prophecy being fulfilled. In Matthew 24, when it talks about those pestilences, diseases and all, and in this day and time when God's spirit is being withdrawn from the earth, Satan is taking control of the atmosphere, and God is allowing this to happen. So all these things are happening. Once we read our Bible, we don't have to live in fear because we know what's happening and we know what's coming upon the earth. It's going to get worse than this. I mean, this is just a tip of the iceberg, but it's going to get a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
Before we go, and Ms. Cross, you'll give us a final word on should we live our lives in fear. Chrissy, let me go back to you just for a second. Chrissy, and I want to ask, like, me being in Walmart the other day, and this man sneezing coming down the way, and I ran the other way to try to get out of that aisle. But, I mean, you think I did the right thing?
Well, again, that's using common sense. Nobody wants anyone to sneeze on them. So I think you did definitely the right thing by, you know, we ask people, they ask, you know, people should, even without this coronavirus, people should have covered their mouth anyway. You know,
they should have.
So
exactly.
It's just a
that's right.
Thing to
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
So,
right.
You know, that's what you do. You don't spread your germs nowhere, anywhere.
But would it, let me ask you, Chrissy, would it upset you? You're out there in public somewhere at the store and someone sneezes without covering, especially now. Would that upset you, Chrissy?
Well, of course, we're human. So, yes, I'm going to just say yes because we're human. Yes, we will get upset. But guess what? I'm not going to get to the point that I want to fight that person. Oh, no.
No, I know.
I'll just go home and take an extra dose of my stuff that I'm taking and pray. Say, Lord,
right.
help me that I don't catch whatever they sneeze on, and that's it. But you got people that it's just, as Jack just said, hey, they got a wax cold. They don't care. They don't care about
spreading
yes.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right. Okay, just before we go, Dr. Shannon, we're going to bring you in, and then Ms. Cross, you'll close us out. And Dr. Shannon, I want to ask you, somebody sneezes, and they don't cover their mouth, and they go, and they spread it, like, and, you know, it's like it's as if the sneeze surprised them and it came out before, you know how some people say they didn't get a chance to cover their mouth. And then, you know, you feel a slight bit of that saliva that touches your arm.
Oh.
Would that Dr. Shannon,
would
that bother
God.
You?
I can't believe you said that. You know it would. That happened on the airplane a few weeks ago in between
Whoa.
The seats.
Whoa.
I did it. I freaked out.
I don't blame you.
I know, right? So
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The animal behavior will ultimately come out.
That's right.
So because now when you're saying to someone, could you cover your mouth? It's already too late. It's already out there. So, you know, like Chrissy said, we can't, we got to use common sense and hope not to get in because it's almost like I'm walking in Walmart and I'm really like, please don't nobody sneeze. And the very thing that I thought somebody, don't nobody sneeze. Please don't sneeze. You know, if somebody sneezes, everybody, if you're in line, even if you're 6 feet away, everybody's going to be looking at you like, are you sick? I'm going to leave my groceries right here on this counter. I'm not buying this stuff. So it's getting – Ms. Cross, bring us in tonight, and we'll continue tomorrow night with – we got – Dr. Cannon will be – Dr. Cannon will be on our show tomorrow night about women in the Bible. And Liz will give her testimony, and Ms. Nelson will come in and give her testimony as well. But Ms. Cross, can you close us out without sneezing? And bring us home.
You know, but it's funny. My mom used to say, take bad things, make laugh. Like sometimes we have to find the humor in the, you know, in what's going on. But I definitely think that, you know, we cannot live our lives in fear. You know, fear and caution is two different things. Caution just means,
right.
you know, making preventing certain things from coming to you. But definitely not to live in fear, walk in fear, because we are, most of us, well, I'm assuming that all of us on here are spiritual and we have a connection with God and we know that God did not put us here to be fearful.
You know, we have to definitely walk out, step out on faith, and through our experience, we know that we got to trust in him and believe that he does everything for a reason, and if he brings us to it, he will bring us through it.
Yes.
All right. All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us tonight. I'm sorry that the time goes so fast, but I have no control over the time. So we hope that you all will join us tomorrow night for your half-hour inspirational programming. That starts from 7 o'clock. We'll go from 7 to 8 tomorrow night because we've got a couple of people. Dr. Shannon will be our featured guest tomorrow, talking about women in the Bible, bad, good, and ugly, then and now. And then we have Liz going to be presenting her testimony, and so will Miss Nelson. So we hope you all join us again. Of course, if you choose to bypass Friday night's program, join us back here live next Thursday for part two of tonight's broadcast. Until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Everybody was wonderful.